This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Ben Crenshaw is a two-time Masters champion and, along with his business partner Bill Kaur, renovated and restored Pinehurst's famed number two course, the site of both the men's and women's U.S. Opens, coming up in the next few weeks. It's been too long. It's a pleasure to welcome Ben Crenshaw back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Ben.
John, how are you? It's a pleasure to talk to you. Anyone from Augusta, I'm very happy to talk to.
I'm glad to be in that category. All right, let's see. The work on Pinehurst number two is about 3 years old now. Have you and Bill gone back in the last year and done anything different or enhanced the course any?
Our work was largely done, this past year. The two previous years, we did quite a lot of work. It's mostly review right now. We worked extensively with the USGA, as you can imagine, trying to get ready for both the men's and the women's open. But it has been a great honor of ours, especially for Bill, because my partner Bill Kaur grew up in Thomasville, North Carolina, only about 40 miles from Pinehurst, and he went to Wake Forest and grew up playing there as a kid. It's one of our nation's most treasured golf courses. A great honor to do, and we hope everybody enjoys it, because it was a restorative effort. The Tufts archives in Pinehurst are some of the best archives that any golf course could have in the country. So we had a lot of material to go over, a lot of depictions from past eras, lots of written material, and some aerial photography. One incredible piece that was done on Christmas Day, 1945, if all things, a beautiful crystal clear aerial photograph, and we worked extensively off of that. But it was a vast undertaking. But it's the same golf course; it just has a different appearance.
As the architect, when you watch the championship on television, what's going to make you smile?
Well, we hope that people enjoy it. Number one, in some ways it's a wider test. I'm just talking about the fairway corridors. The fairway corridors we widened out in spots. let's say in the two previous Opens, the one that Michael Campbell won, the recent one, and then Payne Stewart in 99, the fairways were very straight. They were sort of bowling alley straight, which did not, to our minds, depict Pinehurst number two in the way that we thought Donald Ross, in any restoration, you have to try as best you can to climb into the mind of the architect. It's very difficult to do. He didn't leave a lot of written material, but the archives were pretty vibrant. So we changed the lines, and we swung the lines a little bit more in an interpretive fashion, and we redid some bunkers. They're placed beautifully, but we thought that they needed more maintenance help, so we reworked them. The greens are basically the same. they're convex in nature, which is probably the most difficult part of playing Pinehurst, is approaching those greens and having those shots around the greens, which will be the most problematic to the players.
We are talking with Ben Crenshaw about Pinehurst number 2 and the upcoming U.S. Opens. I had the chance a few weeks ago to head to Charleston to play some golf, and I played Yeamans Hall, an old Seth Rayner golf course.
Oh, it's a gorgeous place.
Oh, my God. Why are we such old souls? Why do we why do we love the old architecture so much?
Well, and speaking about Seth Rayner, I've never played a Seth Rayner course that I didn't just thoroughly enjoy. He induced a lot of fun with his architecture. Some would say very symmetrical, some hard lines, but the golf is all there. You know, he was very much a proponent of Charlie McDonald, who was the great pioneer in American golf, built the National Golf Links out on Long Island. And Seth Rayner was his engineer, who later turned to do some just fabulous golf courses. But he had some template holes, mm-hmm. which were favorites of Charlie McDonald's, and he repeated that theme all the way, you know, through his career.
But why is it, Ben, when I play a golf course like that and I come to the Redan hole and I hit a shot that hits the green and rolls off the front,
I've done it many times before. That's why I'm laughing.
It's charming, and it's unique, and it's historic. Yet if I play a golf course that's 5 years old and it does that to me, I think it's gimmicky.
Well, there's you know, he built a Redan on every course that he did.
Mm-hmm.
In some places, he built reverse Redans that tilt the other way. It's probably one of the most famous par threes in the world, which is at North Berwick in Scotland. But it's a par three with choices. You could play a running shot, you could play a wide hooking shot, you could play a high stopping shot, but the penalties are pretty severe. But it's a fascinating hole. Yale. Up in New Haven, Connecticut, has a reverse Redan, which is beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like that either.
Well, the thing, the operative word, though, is fun.
Yeah.
And the variety of shots, not only in the par fives and the fours and the threes, are beautifully spaced out, and you hit every shot in the bag, every club in the bag, and players have choices. And somehow he put these ideas not only in his head, but he put them beautifully out on the ground, which were naturally conducive to what he did. And the result is, God, they're like museum pieces.
But you and Bill seem to build golf courses from that ilk. And is that just because of your love of that kind of architecture?
Well, it is. There's no question that we tend to lean towards trying to figure out aspects of older golf courses that people really enjoy. And I'll tell you, it's tough to do these days, John, because we're in a power era.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, 99% of play in this country is still with people who pay the bills and people of lesser handicaps, and you've got to get them around. And you have to provide them interesting puzzles as well. So, you know, I'd say this, John, the easiest thing in the world to do in golf architecture is build the hardest course you can. I mean, anybody can do that. But to make it interesting all throughout the classes of golfers, I mean, you really have to go back to the original, which was St. Andrews. And St. Andrews, anyone of any ability can play that golf course.
Speaking of architecture, before I let you go, a couple of questions. There are opportunities open to Augusta National now on that 17th hole with the loss of the Eisenhower tree. What would you do with that hole?
It's been the subject of a lot of discussion. Obviously, ever since the tree went down, it's such an iconic part of the place. I facetiously said I hit it so many times that I put it in a weakened position. but I really don't know, John. I would guess that they would, you know, they chart every shot that's hit at Augusta in any ilk, and I would think that they would take those tee shots, and if they're going to put a tree there, they may move it up or move it further away from the tee. I just don't know. I'm not sure what is going to be done, but I do know this, that they have been studying it ever since the tree went down, and they'll as the chairman said, they'll do something appropriate.
Yeah. Before I let you go, I will also impose on a putting tip. Talk to me about ball position in putting. Where's your ball position and why?
Well, I like it just a little bit up. In other words, a little towards my front foot. I don't really like to hit down on a putt. If my ball was down to my back foot, I would have the thought of hitting down on it. Mm-hmm. I want to sweep it. And I'm a little bit open because I like to see. I feel like I can see the line a little bit better. But it does not matter how one holds the club. It doesn't matter what somebody's stroke looks like. The only thing that should count in putting is touch, how hard to hit the ball, which is, to me, 80 or 90% of the putt. Obviously, it has to have a good line, but you have to strike it solidly and stay down. One thing that my old teacher Harvey Pinnick always said, he said people should not putt like someone else, which I'd never heard any teacher say that, because there's thousands of different ways to putt. And he said, how am I supposed to tell somebody how to get comfortable over the ball? It's very individual. What counts is imagination and touch, and hitting that ball squarely every time and staying down.
Well, as I say to you every time I see you, since I've had the chance to play number two, you and Bill did a great job with Pinehurst number two. It will be so much fun to watch these upcoming Opens. Ben, thanks for taking the time to do this.
Thank you, John. We hope everybody enjoys it. It'll be a fun test, a different U.S. Open test, but we hope they enjoy it.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, John. Thank you so much.